Mem Ches Amud Bey is the battery. We started. It was, three lines from the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Bey. Tanya, Ebeleza Aymer, Kol Shalai Amar, Eretz Chemda Tovo Rechava Vabichas Aretz. If you didn't say these words in the Brach of Noy Delecha, Eretz Chemda Tovo Rechava, and Umalchus Beis David Bebeinu Yerushalayim, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chivasa, Na Yotzi Yichiv. Nacham Hazakin Aymer, Tzarech Sheyizkei Ba Bris. You need to mention a bris in Bichas Aretz, you need to say the bris that the Baruch Hashem gave to Avram by Mila. How did a woman say that? How did a woman say the bris? Bischa shechasamta b'vsareinu. That's what we say in benching, right? How did a woman say that?
It's part of benching. It doesn't matter.
Right, it's part of benching. But really, therefore, the
you don't have to obey the tam either.
Right? Bischa shechasamta b'vsareinu is a bris. It's bris mila. So women don't have that, but it just means that they're chelik of kai, so they have the mitzvah, bris mila. It doesn't have to be the exact. They're part of the nation. Yeah.
You see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened with Eliezer, that his wife had.
Okay. So bekitzer. So therefore, if a woman, that's why a woman should not be mitzi a man for benching. One of the reasons are because of this bischa shechasam to b'vsareinu. They can't. I mean, some of them shouldn't be mitzi. I'm talking meira, but because they don't have a bris. Okay. You have to mention Torah and mention. You need to first mention Bismillah and then Torah. That's what we do. We say, why is Bismillah first? Torah was given with three brises, and Milah was given to Avraham Avinu with 13 brises. So Milah is more of a, is greater. Like upon him, it's in that sense, it's greater than Torah. It was given with 13 pieces.
Because that was the first mitzvah that Avram was given.
Okay, first is not enough. Like upon him, Yeah, so that's why we have to say these words. Now, it's not so negated us because we're benching the Siddur, whatever. You benched the Nusach benching, but this was original. Yeah. Definitely Tom and Torah connected Gula. Torah is the Yisrael of Klai, so I understand, but we see this many places that bris is given, Yud Gimel bris. It has some chashivas, that's a bound.
Well, for Klai, yeah. So it's not mitzvah in Torah.
It doesn't make some person again.
Right, exactly.
Well, if he is in the Ketanim and the Noshim, Rav Klai, so it's not in Torah. So it's Poshit that you have to
do all that. Yeah, but Aymer and Noshim don't have it.
Yeah, and Hatha Klai Yisrael doesn't have bris.
No, it was said. It was said 13 bris. Yeah, the words bris by Mila.
Yeah, but 13.
13 doesn't mean that. But it says 13 times bris when it comes to Mila.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
We see that it's a special binding. Something special about the binding of bris. And such an interesting thing because it's not like you even have the choice. Like it's like your father does you when you're 8 days old, and it's like such a major thing. And it's
your highest like, if you don't do it when you die.
Bekitzer was saying that. Even something which wasn't up to you really, your father did it, you still have so much in it, it's such a schus to have it, that it's Yud Gimel Brises, it's even more than Tyra in that sense.
Why doesn't Marv say Krisis?
Yeah,
there's
okay.
No Krisis in Tyra.
Brises, yeah. Zagdim HaVayit, Eb Abba Oime, Tzach Sheyayma Ba Hayda Tchila V'Saif. You have to say Hayda Tchila V'Saif, which means, you say Noid Lecha Hashem Alekeinu, and then you say V'Al Kulam Hashem Alekeinu, right? V'Al Akal. So therefore, you have it haidah thanking in the beginning of the bracha and at the end of the bracha. Va'apoiches lo yivchais me'echad. If you're not gonna say, don't at least say one haidah, one thank you to Hashem. V'chalapoiches me'echad. If you're not gonna do any, I raise a meguna. That is embarrassment. I understand, but that's what we're saying. That if you didn't, you yaitza. Right, that. So we're saying you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in benching. If you end manchil aratzis bebichas aretz, what do we end bebichas aretz? Allah is balamazim. But if you say manchil aratzis, you say a different nusach. Again, this is not so negated us because we're not going to go ahead and change. We're not looking to change the nusach of benching. Umayshias yisrael b'bani yishalayim. And you say, Ben Yishlaim, we say, Ben Yishlaim, you're going to say, Mashiach Yisrael, Hareza Bur, like Am Haaretz.
They're changing on purpose, they just don't know.
No, it looks like they're changing it. I mean, both, either or. If you don't say bris, like we said before, and Torah in the bracha of art, umachas beis davar ben Yerushalayim, amaraz Yerushalayim lo yotzi dechevasi, not yotzi dechiv. Misiele abiloy, damer abiloy, am Yaakov, right abiloy, am Yaakov ayacha. Mishum Rabbeinu kol shdamer bris v'Torah bichas aretz, umachas beis davar ben Yerushalayim lo yotzi dechevasi. You're not yotzi dechiv. You don't say these words, you're not yotzi dechiv. Zok d'mar pliki ba abu yosi ben destoy ve'abana. There's an argument between Abba. You need to say Hashem Aleikenu Melech HaOlam. And some say it doesn't need Malchus. You just say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you move on. Manda Metzicha Malchus. The Manda that says that you need Malchus, Ksaver Rabbana. He holds Rabbana, and therefore it's not a bracha smucha lechavata. There's no shaykes to bichas aras Rabbana. When Masakim the rest, the benching was Dayraisa. And the Teva Meitiv is Derabanan, so therefore you need a Malchus, you need, because that's what Malchus is, a chelik of the bracha. Elikenu Melech HaOlam is a chelik of the bracha. And if it's Deiraisa, so then you won't need Malchus because it's bracha smucha lechavata of what you just finished with Uvnei Yerushalayim. But if it's a bracha for itself, it's Derabanan, therefore you need Malchus. Umandama Inetzicha Malchus, Umandama that says that the bracha doesn't need Malchus, you just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Ksava Deiraisa, he holds Deiraisa, therefore it's Deiraisa. So it's smucha lechavata of uvenei Yerushalayim ha'kodesh me'ev yemenu. So therefore, it doesn't need malchus because it's not really a bracha for itself. It's more of a bracha smucha lechavata. Fine. So the ma'avaita. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'u chaysim ben Yerushalayim. What's the chasima of the bracha of ben Yerushalayim? Abayisi b'ayim yudayim Mashiach Yisrael. You say Mashiach Yisrael, Hashem helps the Yidin. So the Gemara, Mashiach Yisrael in Bin Yerushalayim, like, you say the words Mashiach Yisrael, but you don't say Bin Yerushalayim. Elaim af Mashiach Yisrael, you say both. That means if you just said Mashiach Yisrael, you didn't say Bin Yerushalayim, you're talking out Yaitzi. You need to say Bin Yerushalayim, Mashiach Yisrael.
So the Chayla come before?
No, what?
Before we said, if you say it, there is a Bur, no?
Yeah. That would be Bin Yerushalayim. Yeah. But that was also with the Bin Yerushalayim. Rabbi Baravuna found the Beirish Galusa.
Not everyone says it means both.
Yeah.
Because otherwise
tomorrow
later
it's fair.
Right.
Rabbi Baravuna Ikla the Beirish Galusa. Found, came towards the Beirish Galusa, Pasach B'chadam Messiahim B'tarti. He started the bracha, Rachim Hashem Aleikena Yisrael Amecha V'Shalayim Miracha. He didn't say both. He didn't say Yisrael Amecha and Yerushalayim Miracha. He said one of them. He said either the Yidden or Yerushalayim. Okay? So he didn't say both. V'sayim v'tati. But he ended off with both. What is both? Bainu Yerushalayim and Mashiach Yisrael. Which means, the beginning of the bracha is you thank Hashem, you beg Hashem, for Yidin and Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
The end of the bracha, you're going ahead and we just say Bainu Yerushalayim. So, what he did was, he started with one, with only either Yidin or Yerushalayim, and he ended with both. He didn't end like we end, Bainu Yerushalayim. He ended up Bainu Yerushalayim, Mashiach Yisrael, both. So, Amar Chizda Gevurta Lamechtem B'Tati. You're a great person. Gevurta Lamechtem B'Tati. You want to end with two. V'atani Rabbi Eichaisim B'Shtayim. Rabbi said, you don't end with two. You only end with one. A bracha always only ends with one and not with two. The end of the bracha has to end with one. It can't confuse us with two things. Either Bani Yishlaim or Mashiach Yisrael. You can't end up with both. The beginning can be both. No, this is everything. We'll see.
We never have that?
We're going to
talk
about that.
Because
it.
The mitzvah to bless one and bless the other? Or
no. We don't end off. The ending has to be, the summary has to be clear. You end off with two, three things. It's not good. I'm just making that up. But Akapanim, that's what he held. Gufa. Rabbi Yaiman Chaisim Mishnayim. We don't end off with two. We always end off with one. Now, Rashi explains, it's just like Einais and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. The same way you don't do two mitzvahs at a time, you do one mitzvah at a time. So too, you don't end up with two things. Eisvei Levi
L'Rabbi. Why are you starting off better than any? Starting off with
us? It's starting off as a chedek of a whole bracha. Ending, that's why I said, the summary maybe is more like a... Eisvei Levi L'Rabbi. Ala Oed V'Ala Mazayin. You say Ala Oed V'Ala Mazayin. Where do we say that? V'Ala Kut. We end off... Allah is Allah Muslim. We do two. For the land and for the Muslim, for the grain. Eretz the mafka mazain. It means one. It's really one thing. It's eretz that mazan comes out of it, produces mazan. We see we're saying two things, the land and the fruit. The mafka peres. It's eretz that peres come out of it. The demar we say mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim. We say this in, where do we say this?
By Shabbos.
Right? We say mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim. So we're saying that kedusha is in Yisrael and in the zmanim, the times. It's like demar yisrael dikachinu l'zmanim. It's the yidden. It's also one thing. It doesn't mean two things. It's the yidden that are mekadesh l'zmanim. We're gonna get it. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chadashim. Here it's two things. It's Mekadesh Yisrael and Rosh Chadashim.
But here we're saying that Hashem is sanctifying the seasons. But we're saying
read it differently. Different. The Yidden are the one because we make the Chaydash.
So we're blessing ourselves.
We're not blessing. It's more like, someone bless. Yeah, we want to bless. It's not really blessing. We're praising. Ourselves. Right. We're saying that we are the ones.
It's not like a
Baal Gaiva
statement. We're praising.
No, it's not like
that's why Hashem shows us to do the mitzvahs.
Baruch Atah Hashem, mekadosh yisrael v'azmanim. So we're saying that the Baruch Hashem is mekadosh yisrael that they are mekadosh v'azmanim.
Okay, I never think of it this way when I said this.
Okay, so that's what's good to learn this.
It could be mechalik by zmanim, but you're making a bracha on the zman now, right? Whatever the zman is, whether it's Shabbos or Chodesh Yantiv, you're cooking.
By the way, it's not Shabbos; it's Yantiv.
Right, it's Shabbos Yantiv, though.
We'll get to Shabbos. Shabbos. Zmanim is the Yidden make Yom Tovim because Yidden make the times. So we're praising the Yidden that.
No, but Gemara's going to say Rosh Chodesh now, right?
So we'll get it. Oh yeah, it's like Gemara. You saw the Kachin L'Rosh Chodeshim, the Yidden that are mekadosh the Rosh Chodesh.
Interesting. So
we're going
to think of it differently.
Yes, we definitely do. Mekadosh Hashabbos. I we say Mekadosh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. When is that? When Shabbos falls out on when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. So we say Mekadosh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. So the more chutz mizu. Except for this one. Umayishna hacha chadahi. Hasam tati. Again. So we came along and we said that you only chasimah with one. So we asked from all these places and we said it meant one. Zakta Gemara again, you say Mekadosh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. So you're saying two things. Zakta Gemara, chutz mizu. Umayish nahacha chadahi hasam tati.
That's a terrorist, no?
Yeah, that what?
That kedur mekadosh is one thing.
Right, exactly.
That's what I was trying to say before. It's one.
Oh, you were answering like this? The Gemara wasn't answering like this. Now the Gemara
saying
this.
I'm saying there's something to it. You're being mekadosh as man, whatever this man is at the moment.
The Baruch Shalom is being mekadosh. We're praising the Baruch Shalom. She mekadosh Hashabbos v'azmanim. But Mashiach Yisrael b'nei Yishlayim. That's two different things. So we're trying to say now that chutz mizu ma'ish nahacha chadahi hasam tati.
Betzim, this is a similar term.
Over
said
the
before.
Is that
no Allah or Zal Mazin? What does that mean? It's what you're thanking Hashem.
Right. That means we're thanking Hashem for that He's mekadosh the Shabbos and His manim. So we're saying that is considered one. What does he do? He does mekadosh two things, but that is he's a mekadosh.
Moshe Yisrael is a separate thing.
Right, 1 second.
That's
right,
it's different than what we said before. That it's Baal Yisrael is mekadosh at that point.
Right, exactly. Over here, we're telling you that the Baal Shlaim is mekadosh two things, but he's the mekadosh.
The bracha is on the mekadosh.
The bracha is on the Baal Shlaim that makes that holifies. What's it called?
Sanctifies.
Sanctifies. Okay. Yeah.
But this changes. So,
why couldn't
we say
that about the other
one?
Yeah.
Now you could. But that's not the taich over there. Yeah, the taich is that the Yisrael is Mekadosh this man. But okay. You don't have to change it. No. It's over here that you have to change it. Mekadosh Hashem is Yisrael as manim. You want to make it into one bracha. So it's the Baruch Shem that's Mekadosh, the Yidden, and Shabbos. Zakti Gemara.
So the idea there is that Mekadosh means sanctify?
Yeah, the Baruch Hashem sanctifies.
So that's the bracha itself, and that includes
the sanctifying,
those
right, exactly.
So the Mekadosh.
He sanctifies two things.
Well, all the Pesach makes today, but Hashem made the Yontif.
True.
So
But it's a bracha that he's mekadesh it.
Exactly.
And that's the one.
Right. Mashainke, when you're saying Mashiach Yisrael, Ubayin Yishlein, that's two different things. There's a helper for Klal Yisrael, and there's a builder of Yishlein. That's two different things. Now, even though that's all the Ubayin Yishleinim, but it's no Shaykhis. Over here, we're using the Tzad HaShava is the Mekadesh. It's not the Benisham, which is the Mekadesh. So Mekadesh is the time and the Yidden.
You could say the same thing by Eretz Demavka, by Allah Arz Vala Peres.
Yeah. Sure.
Or Allah Arz Vala Mazin. It's a similar Teres, Lamais, you know?
Somewhat similar.
It's one.
Over there, it's much better. Over there, it's Mamish one. Here, it's the Mekadesh. Yeah.
Right. Or there, I'm saying Haidah for. I could be saying Haidah for two things also. Why can't you say that? I'm in a mode of Haidah right now.
But that's we don't do that.
Meaning that
it has to be that is something. Haidah is not a thing for itself. Has to be something. Zaktamah, the time of Ma'ayin Chaisim B'Shtayim. Why don't we be Chaisim? Why don't we end with two different things? We don't mix two mitzvahs. We don't do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, and that's a sugya in a few places in Saita. What it means that you don't do two mitzvahs in my cup. What it means we don't do two mitzvahs in one. But akapanim, we don't. Once we do one mitzvah, we stay with that. We don't jump to another one.
Sometimes you could do two within one. They're probably shaykh. I don't know.
Yeah. So the mamai have a lot. So what's the halacha?
What does chavilas mean? Does chavilas mean like bundles?
Bundles.
So what do they mean?
You don't bundle mitzvahs together. You do each one separate.
You can do it.
If you start off with Rachim Yishlaim, you end off with Bani Yishlaim. So you end off what you started with. Even if you started with Rachim Al Yisrael, you spoke about the Yidden, you end off with Bani Yishlaim. Mishim Shenema, Bani Yishlaim Hashem Nitcha Yisrael Yichanis. And we say the Bani Yishlaim is going to build Yishlaim when he gathers. Amos say Bani Yishlaim Hashem. When does Hashem build Yishlaim? Bizman Shenitcha Yisrael Yichanis, when he gathers Klal Yisrael together. So I see the connection between Rachem Al Yisrael to Bani Yishlaim. So therefore I could start with Rachem Al Yisrael and end the bracha with Bani Yishlaim. It's not two separate things.
But do we have two different opinions about the halacha is written? Rav Sheshet says one thing, Rav Nachman says another.
Yeah, true. So again, like what's the halacha? Yeah. We answered Maya Avila and then we went, okay, Machlaikas.
Right.
And that didn't get us nowhere.
Right, exactly.
So that's a good question. I mean, therefore, if you do any, you're okay.
We see that a lot of times.
No, I
know. Yeah. Right?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No, true, but I'm just saying the way
no,
that
you're saying
I
a lot of times.
Mention,
no, it's a lot of times like that, you know. Okay, clear. Oh, you just got me another machlaikas. Like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, but according to this, you should be able to be chaisim with two because it's really one. And the Gemara doesn't wind up like that. The Gemara says just take one, but either one.
Right, we just said you how they start out. They say, Mahavi, Allah.
Okay. No, it's only one you could say.
But you could say either or. When you start with Rachem Al Yisrael, you can say either or. When you start with Bani Yishalayim, you don't say Rachem Al Yisrael. You don't end off with Mashiach Yisrael. When you start with Rachem Al Yisrael, that's when he sends you to end off with Bani Yishalayim. Amalei Abzei L'Rav Chizda Nesi Ma'av Nisni. Come and let's learn. Amalei Bichas Mizayna Loi Gemirna. I don't know it. V'tnuye Masnita. But it's learned. Amalei Mayhai, Amalei, the Kloy Le Beish Galusa, I came to the Beish Galusa, Ubriche Biches Mezaina, they benched Biches Mezaina, Bezakvi Rav Sheshes, Lukuye Olai Kechavia. Rav Sheshes stood up, and Bezakvi Rav Sheshes, Lukuye Olai Kechavia, that's his neck. What?
Basically yelled
at him. Yeah, but Kechavia is a snake. He like stood up straight to me with his neck like a snake. Why did he do that? That means he got upset at him. Why? The loy ami loy bris v'loy taira v'loy malchus. I didn't say not bris, not taira, and not malchus.
Why?
When do you say malchus?
Malchus from the
king. Yeah. No, but amai le amit. He asked him, why didn't you say it? Kevchanan alam arav. Because like I held the kevchanan alam arav. Loy ami bris v'taira malchus yatzam yiyaitza. Why? Bris, lufishayna benashim. Bris, because nashim don't have it, so obviously it's a makiv. I'm a woman, I'm a chiv to bench. And if they can't say bris, it's obviously not makir.
Well, we said before a different svara. Bris chesuch assembled for entire Klal Yisrael.
I understand, but that's a teretz, the kasha.
You shouldn't be saying briska if it doesn't apply to everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to everyone. So you see that it's not ma'akev. Listen, he wanted to say as short as version of possible because he's going to learn. What do you think he was doing? So he said, brisk can't be as ma'akev. I'm not going to say that word.
I don't remember why Torah was not the... Torah
Malchus, v'she'en aloi b'nashem v'loi b'avadim.
Why don't they have this?
Nashem v'nat m'chuyiv v'nimid ha'tayah. So how do they say, b'ichs ha'tayah?
The
Gemara doesn't say that's how they say Bichas Atayah.
To Beil Tam.
Because the Beil Tam says that even though not in a lot of mitzvahs, they can still say the bracha. That the Birch Satay is in the Cheft of Tayyar, not in the Mitzalim of Tayyar, against the Shlik of Tayyar. Okay, fine. And the real answer is they go to BJJ and they learn. Right? Okay. Right, maybe they shouldn't. Yeah?
You know the famous talk.
Is the woman moving for that? And I'm running.
You're out of the day, and it's getting late.
Yeah.
Time for Mincha.
So the man said, let me daven. That's pashut. But a fryer yid needs a bracha. Not a fryer. You're misupik. A taxi driver picks you up 5:30 in the morning to the kaisel. You did that?
You don't know if he's a guy or a
yid. Why she walks? I met him walking.
He's a yid. He's walking the other direction.
He's a yid.
Most Jews in Eretz Yisrael, most people in Eretz Yisrael are yidden. So you allowed to talk to him and learn. He's wearing a mocking
David. He's wearing a mocking
Yeah.
Because you or him didn't say a bracha yet.
You know he didn't say a bracha. You're Ivelif Naiva. You're talking to him and learning. You're Ivelif Naiva. Good child, no?
It should be the worst thing.
True.
First of all, it's kivur chaytim. When you're talking in Torah, the Torah's in
character. Gesh that the roots of you being over Issa. You know, it'll be kivur chaytim. You let it go, jump into. You let it go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
That's why Moshe
walks. Hug a woman because you want to do kibbutz chaikim, right?
This is the second reason he walks. So he doesn't have any problems, right?
Yeah. He didn't want to take any taxes because he would be worried. We talked to him learning.
And it's better to walk to the car.
It was actually at night. But, oh, yeah. Okay, but whatever. Yeah. So anyways, so therefore...
So how do you get around that?
What's the Easter?
What's naive?
What?
You're not going to learn before Limbich Sater. If you're telling him, he gets a key in Mitzvah Limbich Sater, you're not going to learn. But Yashin, he's got to tell you on this. There's some hold that you have to have in mind that you don't want him to get the mitzvah limud ha'Torah. It's a pal how these things work. But like upon him, there's no shaykhs to hear. But yeah. Oh yeah, okay. And you left.
But what if you're trying to bring him back to the Torah?
That's not a heter.
I mean,
how to bring someone to limud.
You're coming with a yid. They never say the bracha. You go to a Chabad house. They never say a bracha. They're teaching all the time.
True. It's not possible.
Think it's Eilat Abashev. You put on tefillin on somebody if he didn't want his
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, you make a bracha. They put on tefillin.
You try to be makarv.
That's why you need a rabbi to be Mekayev. You can't just go ahead and put people on tefillin and say that that's a new mitzvah. That's not the thing. That's where the rogues do it.
Even to say a drasha, you tell somebody a drasha.
Normally, you make Birch Satay, you have no problem.
The problem is that the school doesn't give drasha for every brother in the school. I think they make them say Birch Satay, but then they say Shema.
They go right to the tefillin. They say a bracha, they're putting it on. I know the bracha is putting on, but then they tell them to say Shema.
They go straight to the end.
They go straight and they say Birch Satay? No way.
No, that's what I'm saying. So
the whole thing is cool. That's you don't need this as a reason.
The Babish should try to put a mic fill in.
No.
I told him I don't know if you're filling a kosher. Mike's filling, I know a kosher.
Very good. Tell him very good.
I wouldn't use my own film if I didn't wear it for 30 days.
So how does someone get around it? Was it just giving someone at the bar?
Well, fact, when I have the film, I didn't...
Okay, that's a good question. We're not going to get into that now. It's getting late.
You're making me think.
Yeah. And your birthday's coming up. It's a lot of things coming up. Yeah. We don't have time to get into everything. Yeah.
Okay. Before we know it, you're out of here.
Yeah. Zadimav, Ad Shafkis Kalani Tanoi, you left... Okay, yeah, good reasons. You left all these Tanoi. And you have this Krav. And you did like Krav. Zadimav, Ad Shafkis Do we do that or don't we do that?
No.
What do you do? You don't do it?
No. What do we say? We said the bracha.
You sure do.
No, but yeah,
but
you say melech.
You do?
Why? Rabbi Bachana, not the
chizda. Bachana, okay, good. Thanks for that.
You gotta sing the song when you get it.
Okay, I love you, Malkeinu. Yeah, no, so how do you do? You say Malkeinu Malachaylam, don't you?
I don't know.
Look at that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, okay, you do.
I do. Of course, I'm
doing it like that.
Okay, maybe by your kiddush we won't, but. Okay, so we say.
I think we should all know.
So he says, Amrecha, Tevamet, the Tzicha Machas, Maika Mashmalon, what's it coming to teach you? Call Bracha, Shema Machas, Leishma Bracha. Any Bracha that doesn't have Machas, it's not a bracha. Said one time, I'm Zayram. No, I'm sorry. Said already once that a bracha that doesn't have malchias is not a bracha. That means we know that this is a bracha. So we want to say lekenu malachaylam, because if a bracha doesn't have lekenu malachaylam, it's not considered a bracha. So he's asking, Abechan said that already one place. Why does he have to say it over here? Like he's mechadish atayva meter. I'm Zayram. Loi mashaticha shtei malchias. Here it's coming to tell you that it's not enough one, you need two. Chada didei, v'chada the Bani Yishalayim. One itself, and one Bani Yishalayim. So, Gemara Yachin Yibayi Tlas, chada dida, one of its own, v'chada Bani Yishalayim, v'chada Bichas Haaretz. And one for Bichas Haaretz. Ela Bichas Haaretz, my time alai, Bichas Haaretz doesn't need, why not? Yishim Da'av ala bracha smucha l'chavata. Because it's a bracha smucha l'chavata. Bani Yishalayim, nami loiti bayi da'av ala bracha smucha l'chavata. It's a bracha smuch lechavata, right? Bani Yishalayim shouldn't need also because it's samuch to the one to bichzaretz, the one before. So the more who had that for the Bani Yishalayim nami lebay. You're right. Bani Yishalayim doesn't need it in itself. Ela aydi the ama malchus beis David lav ayachad leyamid malchus shemayim. Since you mentioned malchus beis David, is David mishichecha. One second. So therefore, we don't want to say skip out malchus shemayim, but really it doesn't need malchus shemayim either.
So it's
covered to Malchus Shemayim. It shouldn't be that it's less than Malchus Shemayim. You can tell me Brachas Mechel Chavata, but that we don't see clear. Like this, we make a mention of Malchus.
So before the Masechet Tava Meitav, they weren't worried about this Shvara that you do Malchus Beis David, but you don't do Malchus Shemayim. Because it's enough. It's
Mukha Chavata.
That's why.
Right.
So you already said it.
But once we're massacring it, yeah. If Papa Mahachi Kama, Tzicha Shtei Malchias Levar Medida. No, you take need three. You make a mention of three. Now, where do you have three?
You have a Kenu Malcha Ilam, and then you have two more in the Bracha.
Right, what? Avinu, Malkeinu, Adirenu, Bairenu, Gaelenu, Hamelech, Hatoiva, Metev, Akka. So in the Bracha, we're mentioning three times Malchus. In the Bracha, again. So we're saying we're mentioning three times Malchus in the Bracha, Hatoiva, Metev, because of one for within itself, and two for Bainu Yishalayim, and Bechus Aretz.
Well, why don't we just do it in the other one then?
Oh, why don't we just do it in the other one? Brachas Mechel Chavata. Doesn't really need all the dinim. You got that? So we're mentioning the three is over there. Yosef Rav Zeir Achayah de Rav Gidl. Rav Zeir was sitting behind Rav Gidl. And Yosef Rav Gidl Kamed Rav Hunu. And Avuna and Rav Gidl was sitting in front of Avuna. Biyasav Kama.
Rav Gidl was saying.
Yeah. Tov shel Shabbos. If you didn't mention Shabbos, which means you didn't mention Ritzay and benching, what do you do? Oimer, you say, this is very important to know. Some benches have this already today. You say, Baruch Shanasin Shabbos is the Mnucha la'ama Yisrael ba'ava la'oysa la'bish Baruch Mekadosh HaShabbos. You say this Nusach HaBracha. When do you say this? They have it?
Yeah.
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 A lot of benches don't have it, but yeah. When do you say this?
You say
it, you said before, right after Baruch. Right, that means you said Baruch Shalom, you ended off Baruch, oh, I skipped Ritzay. What do? You say this
as
bracha. As long as before that you start the next bracha. Once you start Atev HaMeitev, what do you do?
Chayzal
Rosh. We'll see. Okay, so again, so you have a few seconds over there to put this in. Man Omar, who said this? Rav said this. Hada Yosef Akama, Rav is the Rebbe. Hada Yosef Akama, he went along and said another halacha. Tov Lehizke Shal Yantif. If you didn't say Yal V'Yava by benching, I'm a Baruch Shanasim Yom Tov Lam Yisrael, the Simcha Lezikon, Baruch Mekadosh Tov Azmanim. Again, this is the same place, if you, right after Vnei Yerushalayim, you chap that you didn't say Yal V'Yava, you say this.
You say this
is the Shem HaMalchus, or you just say, you don't say this? What Shem HaMalchus? Yes, you do say Shem HaMalchus. Right, yeah. They have it the Shem
HaMalchus, yes. But then, why, I'm saying, it's not a Sabbath bracha, Mitzay or Yalayah.
Yeah, because you're already finished benching. You finished burning your shalom.
The way to get benching. To it is only in the
Shem.
Amalei man, Amal, Rav. Who said this, Rav? Hada Yosef, he said another halacha. Look, Amal. Tov l'yishka shal reshchaydish. Ayme baruch shenasin reshchaydash alam Yisrael l'zikar. Now, this is what he said. Rav Gidl said this over. So he said, v'layadani Amal bas simcha. He didn't know if he said in Rishchaydish Simcha, on Yom Tov he said Simcha. On Rishchaydish, he wasn't sure if he said
Rav
Simcha.
Rav Zeru didn't hear
sitting behind. Right. Eloi Simcha, if he didn't say Simcha. Ichasim ba, Eloi chasim ba, did he end off Mekadish Sol v'Rosh Chadashim, or he didn't end off? Idi day, did he say it in himself, either Rabbi, or he said it from his Rabbi?
And we do Lekula on all these things.
Right. Obviously, we have a suffix, we do Lekula. Gidabanim Yuna have a Koya Kameda of Nachman. He was, Gidabanim Yuna was in front of Nachman. And Tor of Nachman, he made a mistake, and he forgot to mention the Shchaydish or whatever, and he went back to the beginning. Amalei my time, Avad Marach. Why do you do this? Why do you go back to the beginning eventually? Amalei Damav Shili, Amarav, Toh, Chayzal Reish, you go back to the beginning. Ay, V'Amarav, Vun Amarav, Toh, and Baruch Shanasan. We just said the halacha that you say this, Baruch, Baruch Shanasan. Amalei, Lavit Ma'ala, Amarav, Anashe, Bach, Tachlifa. Didn't we learn on this? You didn't start yet the next bracha, like we said it before. Once you started the next bracha, you return to the beginning. So that is the halacha l'maisa, that once you started the next bracha of a Tov HaMeitiv, you go back to the beginning.
Is there a raya that Tov HaMeitiv is deraisa? But it's only deraisa, so then...
If it was deraisa, you could be do it in Tov HaMeitiv.
You wouldn't have to be chayzal rosh.
So all you have to do is just start the bracha, and then
once you start the bracha, you go back to the beginning.
You don't even finish the other bracha, but once you start it, you have to go back.
Right. Once you start, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Because really,
Amar Avidi Bayavin Amar Abam Amar Ab Nachman Amar Shmuel Tov Leihiskus Shal Rishchaydish Betvila. If you didn't say Yalav Yavay by davening Machzirin, when don't you go back by night? Right. By Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, you don't go back first night and second night. You know that?
Two days Chaydish,
first and second night. But by day, Shachas Mincha, you go back. By benching, you do not go back to say over benching on Rish Chaydish. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Oven. Rabach puts that in. Rav Amma, Maishna Tvila, Maishna Bech Samazin. What's the difference? If Yalav Yavah is ma'akiv on Rish Chaydish, why should it make a difference by davening or by benching? Amalei, after the Dikashali, I had to swear myself. Vashil Tehav Nachon, Asr Nachon. Let's explain it ourselves. Tvila de chayvim. You can't go without davening machzir naisa. So you have to repeat it. Biches mizayna. Benching the ibay achel, ibay lo yachel. Ey machzir naisa. Since if you don't want, you don't have to eat. You don't have to wash by benching. By shchaydish, what?
Yeah, but now I'm sitting, I have a deraisa in front of me.
Very good kasha. One second, let's just explain. What's he saying? He's saying, since I didn't have to, you don't have to wash Rish Chaydish. There is an Indian, like we know, to be Ma'abah Vesuda. Yes, there is an Indian. But it doesn't say you have to wash. So therefore, we tell you that if you didn't say Yavi Yavi, I'd never had to wash originally. So therefore, I'm not mechuyev to bench over. Davening, I'm mechuyev to daven. So therefore, if you forget yalva yalva, you have to bench over. Eating, where you're not mechuyev to eat, and Rosh Chodesh is not mechuyev to wash, therefore you don't have to bench over. Good? Understood? Okay. Now, Moshe is asking the Maaseh, once I washed, I'm mechuyev to bench.
Yeah.
So how do you get out of it? You're right, yeah. I didn't originally have to wash, but once I did it, I'm mechuyev now medarais to bench.
But are you mechuyev to say that in your benching just because you washed?
You better believe it.
So because if you know, if you remember, you're supposed to, you have to say it.
It's not the right, but yeah.
But what's the purpose of washing? You say, now you're mechuyev to bench. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to bathe. So if you missed that one thing, doesn't mean that you didn't.
Davening is more of a chiyuv, I think, than benching.
No, benching is the yaisa for you. Davening is under a bunnet.
It's a double parshat that if he ate the fourth or fifth meal on Shabbos and you forgot to say what say, you don't go back.
Okay, the tetz is, right, that my original chiyuv wasn't a chiyuv, and that's what you mean, awesome stomach. Yeah, he got very smart since he went there, so.
Today's
mamish. Yeah, this morning was mamish.
He still has the avirah.
That's what he said. It's the
market, in his lungs.
He made me think he almost stumped the rabbi. Rabbi was playing possum with him, but he made me think he almost stumped me. He stumped me.
Right. So, anyways, so we're saying that over here, since you weren't mechuyev to wash, therefore you don't go in this chiyuv.
Even though you wash your mechuyev, and now we're saying but you're still originally.
But you want to know when you woke up in the morning, are you mechuyev to bench? No. Are you mechuyev to daven? Yes.
So there's a lesser darga of a chiyuv, lemaisa.
Right. Gotcha. When you mechuyev
to daven, you have a chiyuv to daven three times a day.
Right. So ain't get benching.
So why not? So why yaliyev is not ma'akev?
It is davening. We said it is.
What did we say?
Of ma'akev not. Right. It's a different thing because maybe Bezer wasn't mekadosh the chodesh. It's all different thing. Yeah. Which you cannot get away without eating. Is it true then that if you forgot Yavi Yavi, you have to bench over again? I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's what we pass on halacha on Shabbos and Yantiv. If you didn't say it, say Yavi Yavi, you have to repeat benching. But not on Shchedish. They said that you could say that. Nusach that we said earlier. Didn't I tell you on that? Once you start a Teva Metiv, you go back to the beginning. Yeah, the first truth is that what?
The ladies.
Yeah, ladies, that what?
They're not
Very good. A lady doesn't have to ritzei, she has to go ahead and bench over again. But Yalvi Yavai, on Yontiv, they're not Mechuyiv to. That's what Kibbeg is true. If they didn't say Yalvi Yavi by benching, it's Machoyev, some argue. But if they didn't say Yalvi Yavi by benching on Yontif, since they're not Machoyev in Simcha, they're not Machoyev in benching over again.
Wow.
Okay.
How do we pass them?
There's a lot of Paiskim that hold up Kibbeg. Yeah. At Kama Mizamnim. How much do you have to eat? The Mishnah brought down a Machoyev. The Mishnah brought down a Machoyev in the beginning of the parak. How much you have to eat? The Tanakama said at Kazayas. The Buddha said at Kabeya. Yeah. So the Maimed, there are Meya Chashav like Kazayas, the Buddha Kabeya. You're going to tell me, Meya obviously holds that Kazayas is Chashav, and that's why the Chalik of Zimun. And the Buddha says Kabeya is Chashav. If Chashav, we learned the opposite, the Tanan, the Chayim Misha Yatsam Yushalayim. It says if someone went to go and Shech this Kavan Pesach in Yushalayim, and he realized that he had Chametz in his house. So if he has chance to go back and burn it,
the first case he should go back. About the one
second. Before that, it's talking about this. Is the first case that he went to Pesach, and if he could go back and burn it, he should go back. He should go back and burn it. If not, he should be mevatel b'libay. So too, if someone went to Yerushalayim and he forgot that he left Yerushalayim and he forgot that he has basar kaidish, holy meat, and it becomes pasul in his yitzia chutz l'chaim. So now. And he realized that he had in his hand holy meat, and it can't leave Yerushalayim. Im avar tzayfim, if he went past tzayfim already, which over there is a place that you can see the Beis Hamikdash, tzayfim kami, you burn it right in its place. Vim lav, if not, to be still in close vicinity, chayzer b'tzayfil ifnei abira, you go ahead and burn it in front of the Har Bayis, the place of the Har Bayis, which is Beis Hadesh. Over there, they burn all the psulei kachim kav.
And they use the
kachim kav. At kama em chayzim. How much do you return for? It's both by chametz and by basar kodesh. He holds kebeh and he holds kezayis. You see, it's the opposite. And May over here says, now Mishra May says, a kebeh. And over here he says kebeh, and over there Rabbi Yudah, the opposite. So the mom, right, switch it. No, really, you don't have to switch it. Hacha b'kroi pligi. Here they're arguing with Sukkim. And May Sava v'chalta zu achila. Achila, yeah. V'savata zu shtia. V'achila b'kezayis. What's normally achila? Achila is a kezayis. Rabbi Yudah Sava v'chalta v'savata achila. Sheyesh basvi. It's achila which has in it some zatkait. What's zatkait? For nourishment.
Fulfillment.
And that's a kebeya. So the question is, if a zavata is part of the achila, then he's bichzamazin, and that would mean shtia, or forget whatever, or that or means, or the zavata is a type of svia and not shtia, fulment, and therefore it's kebeya. So the mahasam is svara pligi, and over there they argue on svara. May zava chazrasa kedemasa. You have to return like the tumah. The shear of chazaya is the shear of the tumah. What's the amatu masa bikebeya of chazrasa kebeya? Just like the Shia Tuma is a Kebeya, the Kebeya is Metame, so you have to return to burn it like a Kebeya. Rabbi Yudah Sava Chazaryasa Kei Surai, Mai Surai, because I have Chazaryasa because I, just like the Issa is Kezai, it's not Tuma. The Issa itself is Kezai, so too, the Chazaryasa Kezai. So we're the arguing, Psukim, we're the arguing.
Get this not Tali Zebazah.
Exactly. Zakta Mishnah, Keitzad Mizamnin. How do we do Zimun? Bishloisha Oime Nevarech. Let's bench. Bishloisha Vahu, if there's three and one more, there's four. I'm a Baruch Hu. You say the word Baruch Hu. Because without him, there's Zimun. So you say Baruch Hu, people bench. Nevarach means I need me. I need myself. There's three people, including me. So there's two plus me. So I say Nevarach, let's bench together. Baruch Hu is like telling you three to bench. That means when there's four, I can give it over to you. Let's bench together. If there's exactly 10, so you add the word in Alekeinu. That's what we do today. Basar Vahu, if there's 10 plus him, I'm a Baruch Hu, Alekeinu. You guys should bench, Alekeinu.
Yeah, but then you're excluding yourself, no?
That's what Mark talks, the Mishnah talks about.
We'll get to that. Echad Asar, v'Echad Asar, Yibri, Sai 10,000, v'Meya, Echad Asar, Yibri, say, v'Meya, who I'm in a Baruch Hashem, Alekeinu. V'Meya, v'Hu, I'm a Baruch Hu. Over here, you add the word Hashem. When there's 100, you add the word Hashem, we don't do this. When there's 101, you say Baruch Hu. V'Elef, when there's exactly 1,000, this is pretty hard to count 1,000 people exactly, then you say, you add Lashem Alekeinu Alekei Yisrael. The Elevahu, when there's 1,000 in him, I'm a Baruch Hashem Alekeinu Yisrael. When there's 10,000, I'm in a Baruch Hashem Alekeinu Alekei Yisrael Alekei Tzivakos Yeshev Akuvim Alamazur Shalchanu. If there's 10,001, I'm a Baruch. Yeah. The same way you bench, that's how they answer to it. It means the nusuf that you say, they answer. That's what we do by benching, right? Baruch Hashem Alekeinu, Alekei Yisrael, Alekei Tzvaka, Jeshu Mekuma, Alamazun Shacham. He argues and he says, the same way there's a difference between 100 and 10, and between 100 and 1,000 and 10,000. So he says the same thing. What does it mean? If you have a cut Mevachim, Shanem Makelos, Baruch Hu Alekim Hashem Mimka Yisrael. So what does he say? What does he say? What's it basically saying? The fee roi v'akal I'm Oymim.
600,000, you
have
to say a different
baruch. Right. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Mamatzinu Echad Merubim V'Echad Mu'atim Oymim Baruch Hu Hashem. Just like in the Beis HaKnesses. We just say, well, once we reach 10, there's no chilik anymore. So too over here, there's no chilik. He argues on this whole thing. And that's what we do. There's no difference between 10 and 10,000 and all that.
So basically, you're just summarizing?
But when
yeah.
You say,
Barova,
I'm
Hadbos
Melech, you shouldn't split.
Okay. You say, Barova, Hashem, I'm Barach. We'll see the
Gemara more. Yeah. Hey,